This is NBC News. The Rochists attempting to avenge the death of Malcolm X seem to have scored a big hit.
NBC Radio, news on the hour. Now here is Robert McCormick.
From the news in brief, arsonists attempting eventually to avenge the assassination of Negro extremist Malcolm X hit headquarters of Muslim headquarters at opposite ends of the country today. The Harlem headquarters was destroyed, as was a mosque in San Francisco on the West Coast. And then here is another story from NBC's Paul Duke here in Washington.
Ever since he was named leader of House Republicans, Congressman Gerald Ford of Michigan has had rough going trying to reshape the party command. Specifically, Ford has been unable to bring Eastern Republicans into the leadership the way he would like. Today, he suffered still another rebuff when the House Republican Policy Committee refused 38-30 to approve membership for New York's Representative Charles Goodell, even though Goodell had strong backing from Ford. The Republican leader originally wanted to make Goodell chairman of the policy group, but when he saw he couldn't win such a fight, he decided to settle for giving the New Yorker a seat on the panel. But Ford couldn't even succeed in doing this. As for the chairmanship of the policy committee, that goes to Arizona's Representative John Rhodes, one of Senator Goldwater's major lieutenants in his successful drive for the Republican presidential nomination last year. So it appears that Congressman Ford will continue to have trouble in his command of House Republicans. Paul Duke, NBC News in Washington.
The Russian seagoing tug, Araban, cruised off the Southern California coast today, just in time for the United States' big amphibious maneuver, Exercise Silver Lance. The 100-foot tug appeared off the Oregon coast just last month, and has been kept under surveillance by the Navy ever since. Last week, it was off the northern California coast. The Navy speculated earlier that the Arban was making ocean bottom surveys. There were no official guesses as to whether the Arban skipper purposely timed his visit to Southern California to coincide with the Silver Lance maneuver. But this is the kind of thing that's been going on with the Russians for a good long time. The Duke of Windsor, Britain's former king, underwent surgery today for the second time in 2 months. The Duke, now 70, has a detached retina in his left eye. Surgery today was performed in London. And this is Robert McCormick, NBC News, Washington.